Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816. Again, 1-800-358-7816.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Thunder have a three-game lead for the eighth and final playoff spot in the West with 10 games left, but won't have Kevin Durant for the remainder of the season. The league MVP will miss 4 to 6 months. He'll undergo surgery on his injured foot for a third time. St. John's and head coach Steve Lavin have mutually agreed to part ways after 5 years. Donnie Tindall is out after just 1 year at Tennessee because of a pending investigation at his former school, Southern Miss. UCLA is the most storied program in college basketball, yet it's a big surprise the Bruins have advanced the Sweet 16. And tonight's opponent in Gonzaga is a familiar one. The Bruins lost earlier in the year to the Bulldogs, their only home loss of the season. Head coach Steve Alford said they've come a long way since that December setback.
Just the maturity of the team, understanding roles, trusting one another, having only one senior playing in the rotation and having him really be a good leader. I think all of that kind of has brought us to the point that we're at now.
The second part of the doubleheader in Houston is Duke and Utah. Larry Krystkowiak has taken the Utes from a 6-win team to the Sweet 16, but the head coach told Gio and Jones the task of beating the top seed of Blue Devils will be just as big.
Best coach in America, or one of them. I would say maybe best back to the basket post player in America. An unbelievable backcourt, you know, and here we are, number one seed. So there's a reason that they've only lost 4 games in a really good league. It's a well-oiled machine.
In Syracuse tonight, NC State will face Louisville, a rematch from a regular season matchup won by the Wolfpack, followed by Michigan State and Oklahoma. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, what's up? This is Kenny the Jet Smith. Tournament time means tournament talk, and we've got you covered right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio. KD out for the year. Wow. Bums me out, right? Total bum out. I'm bummed. You should be too. No Kevin Durant the rest of this year. Gonna have another foot procedure done. That is not good. Not good at all. The Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from that O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. I got a bunch of things to get to here. I want to get to this David Ortiz article and what I believe and what I don't believe about it. He wrote his own piece, and I don't know if he wrote it or if he dictated somebody, because there's a lot of bros in there, right? Do we have a count on the number of bros in the piece, Klug?
I lost count at 37.
There was a lot of bros. The bros in his piece are a lot like the you know count. Remember, like 20 years ago, you'd have the you know count. You know, we're like, you know, we like, you know, coach told us, you know, that we know, you know, we got to play hard, you know? There's a lot of bros in that thing.
David Ortiz couldn't stop saying bro.
Couldn't stop saying bro. meathead David Ortiz on steroid user David Ortiz, or alleged steroid user David Ortiz. There's been some coaching changes in college basketball, and the most interesting one to me is that St. John's is now open. And there's a weird way in which the world works. Think about this. Steve Massiello, who was a walk-on at Kentucky, and I don't know if you guys remember, but on Selection Sunday, I said he was a manager at Kentucky. And I'll make sure that we make that distinction, that he was a walk-on who played a little bit at Kentucky, because there's a big difference between walk-ons and managers. Managers do a lot of the hard work and stat so many of the shots that are taken by scholarship players at practice. Walk-ons feed the ball to the players or defend the players at practice. These two things are very, very different. I tease, I kid. But Mass was coached at Manhattan, got the South Florida job last year, and then it turned out that he didn't actually have his degree from Kentucky. And I thought it was an atrocious lie. It was the old, I didn't know that I didn't. Did I not get my diploma? I had no idea. Tom DeCelestino, where'd you graduate from?
State University of Plattsburgh, New York.
Plattsburgh State. You go Plattsburgh State or you go SUNY Plattsburgh?
Usually go SUNY Plattsburgh.
SUNY Plattsburgh. Do you know where your degree is?
It's in my parents' house.
But you know, it's yeah. You've seen it.
I've had it in my hand.
Right. Adam Klug, you graduated from the University of Georgia in Athens.
I did.
Do you know where your degree is?
It is framed hanging up in my home.
Okay. It's a bad lie. And the worst part about it is, like, got caught lying. It sucks. Because I actually know the feeling. I was way over the credits to graduate, but I didn't have this one class. And so I took a correspondence class, and I walked at the end of my senior year. I had 3 hours left, and I hadn't finished it. So it wasn't until 2004 that I actually got my diploma, got my degree. I finished in 2000. I had enough credits to graduate at the end of 99, but I didn't have enough credits for my specific major in 99. I needed one more class. The point is this. I don't buy anybody who's like, I didn't know. Even Cobra, or even G.I. Joe used to say, knowing is half the battle, at the end of those cartoons I used to watch when I was a kid, right? Anyway, I thought it was incredibly Christian of the of Manhattan College, which is weird. Manhattan College is not on the island of Manhattan. How about that one? It's a weird one. But they took him back. They said, hey, we're going to put him on indefinite leave. He's going to get his degree. He's going to come back. He's going to be our coach. He took them to the NCAA tournament. And now St. John's comes open, which is also not on the island of Manhattan, but that's a different story. At least it's not called Manhattan. St. John's, Steve Lavin fired today. Oh, I'm sorry. They mutually parted ways. Hey, we don't want you to coach here anymore. Guess what? I agree with that. So, I guess there's two different parts to this. One, it's, does Steve Massiello owe Manhattan an additional year or two because they took him back when they didn't have to? Or, here's the big or do you look at this as, boy, you know Steve Massiello must be a good guy because in spite of the lie, in spite of the mistake that he made, and I'm not going to ride him on the mistake for the rest of his life, right? It was dumb. He should have known. He should have gotten his degree, and he carried around as if he had one. But to think how lucky he is and how fortunate he is to continue grinding, to keep working, to get to the NCAA tournament, St. John's is a much better job in South Florida. The weather may not be as nice, but historically speaking, in New York City and he being a New Yorker, like, that's a home run. And I don't know if he's going to get the job. I know the president used to be a Kentucky, I think, when Rick Pitino was there. So there's that tie. Or maybe it was at Louisville. I don't really know. It was one of the two. But a relationship there with Pitino. And so Pitino will have a say in who's hired there. Think about that, though, for a second. One day you're taking the South Florida job. The next day you're back at Manhattan and you're having to work for your degree and kind of have to slug through it. And now you may have fallen somehow into the St. John's job. Crazy how the world works, right? All right. Jim in Wichita emails me at askthepros@cbsradio.com. Doug, do you think Greg